Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pause IM Radio. Your hosts for tonight's show are Robert Brining and Jeremy Dunn. They will be taking your calls and speaking with a different guest each week. You are encouraged to call in and share your life experiences with us. The number to call is 347-215-9442. That number again, 347-215-9442. Are you ready for your dose of hope? You're listening to Pause IM Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Pause IM Radio. I'm your host, Robert Brining. This evening, my fabulous co-host, Jeremy Dunn. How are you, Jeremy?
You know what? I'm peachy keen. It was a beautiful day today in New York City. It's just absolutely gorgeous. So.
Yeah, how
Charlie,
are you?
I took Charlie for the first time to a dog run, which is right around the corner from my and Daniel's apartment. And she had a great time. The matter of fact, she's backed out right now. She got a bath today. And she had a great time.
That's cool. Did she run?
Oh, my gosh. This dog loves to run. And all the other and I have to tell you, she certainly told everybody she was
King bitch?
The alpha bitch.
I'm sure.
She certainly did. She even put a boxer, a big boxer, in his place. And
that sounds like fun.
Yeah, she had a great, great time. Let's see, what else? Went to brunch. Had a good time at brunch. And let's see, what else? What else did we do? What else? I guess that's really... Oh, I went to IKEA yesterday. And I went to IKEA with a new boy. His name is Solomon.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say. His name is Solomon. Matter of fact, he cooked Daniel and me dinner tonight.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. I've got him doing all the domestic chores.
Well, that sounds like fun. You already got yourself a nice little helper.
Yes, exactly. And he's actually cleaning up right now.
Oh, well, tell him I took a laugh.
Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. But no,
cool.
We went to IKEA yesterday and bought a whole bunch of stuff. And I got a new bedspread. I got a new entertainment I got a new table and chairs for the apartment, you know, and just lots of good stuff. So how are you?
I'm really, really well, actually. Today I had 3 softball games, so it was the first time I played softball. Sean got me to go out and join fall ball, and it was really exciting.
Were there lesbians?
Yes.
Is that Sean I hear chuckling in the background?
Yes, it is.
Yes, because where there is softball, there are usually follow the lesbians.
Well, it was definitely gay softball, so there was lesbians there.
Yes.
It was fun.
Go ahead. Who won?
We actually had 3 games, so we won 2 and we lost 1. And I was.
Well, why didn't you win all 3? That's disappointing.
Because it's not fun to always be the winner.
You didn't play very well then.
No, I did actually. I batted 6 for 8. I went 6 for 8. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
So that was good. I got nailed in the upper thigh with a really hard hit. I was in the outfield, right field.
You were in right field?
Yes.
Oof.
And I thought I could catch it. And then I, misjudged it and nailed my thigh. So that was fun. I have a big bruise. And then another guy was up and hit the ball basically out of the park. And I kept backing up to get it and didn't realize the fence was there. And I bounced off, flipped off the fence, and, yeah, it was fun.
Wow.
So I'm bruised up, but it was good times. I met a lot of cool people, and I got to see Sean hit his first career home run, so that was kind of fun to be there and see.
Wait. Did you just say first career home run?
That's what I said.
Is Sean making this a career now?
Oh, no. But he's been playing for a lot of years, and it was his first home run.
Okay. Wait. Oh, the way you just said that, you sounded like, you know,
like he was in the major leagues.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, he's been playing for a lot of years, and this is his first home run.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun times. So,
fun times.
Yes, I do want to remind people that they have until Tuesday to send in their A Day with HIV photo, which we had Jeff Berry Positively Aware on last Sunday. So I just want to remind people that if you haven't taken your photo on the 21st like you should have, you could still submit it until the 25th.
I got to do mine, too. I got to do mine.
And they can go to the website that's submitted at adaywithhiv.com.
You know, I'm thinking, I've got a great picture of that. Okay. I've got a perfect picture that I'm going to submit. And nobody can use my idea because I'm not going to talk about it. Ha ha.
Yeah, don't. Don't tell anybody.
Ha ha.
So, other than that, we have a great guest coming on this evening. I'm really excited to have Timothy Ray Brown back on again.
Timothy Ray Brown, and he's going to be talking about his foundation, yes?
Yes, the Timothy Ray Brown Foundation.
Oh, did I just give something away?
No. He launched it at the International AIDS Conference in July when we were there. Remember, we had the big press thing going on. And, yeah, so I'm excited to have him come on because it's going to be the first foundation that is primarily focused on finding a cure.
Nice. Very nice. So,
what?
I was going to say something, and it just slipped out of my brain. I blame the age. I do. I blame the age. It's got to be.
That's fine. Go ahead.
I was going to say something. Okay, never mind.
All right,
we'll
you think about that. And
yes.
I also want to remind people that next week we're going to have Mama D, Danielle Rogers, on, Jamar's mother, and she's going to talk about being a motivational speaker because she does these fabulous YouTube videos for parents to be amazing parents and, you know, kind of motivate them to do things, you know, that the average parent doesn't do, unconditional love and shit like that. So she's going to be on to share her story of what it's like to be Jamar's mom and have, you know, an HIV-positive child and what that was like for her. So I'm kind of excited to have that experience on because I don't think we've had a parent on.
No, I don't think we have either. So we do know that if Jamar tries calling in, he's not coming on the show, right?
That's right. Yeah, we're going to block
him. Because this is strictly for Mama D.
Right.
Because we want to get the lowdown, the scoop. I want to know. I want to know what Jamar was like as a 3-year-old. I want to know these things. And so I'm gonna get that deep dark secrets that lie behind.
Right.
And well, let's make up Jamar Rogers. Oh, do we have somebody on the line?
Yes, I do. I think this may be Timothy. So let's see. Hi, Timothy. Is this you? Hello. You're on the air. That means no, it's not Timothy. So we'll wait for Timothy to call in. Let's see. Other than that, how is New York treating you?
You know what? New York's not too bad. Let's see. Did I already talk about my bike being stolen?
Yes, you did talk about your bike being stolen.
Went to IKEA yesterday. Okay, so I have a question for everybody out there. I have decided to add a little color to my room. I picked up some curtain panel. I've got this one little alcove where my TV is and everything. What happens, and it's, they are purple and black horizontal stripes. Six stripes.
Okay.
I'm excited. I've never done purple before. And so I decided not only am I going to do the curtain panel. I have a new duvet and a chance, which are this really nice lavender, or actually more of a lilac. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull in that lilac and put it in between two of the panels, and then I'm going to do a really nice pink for my regular curtains on my sliding glass door, just to kind of pull everything
like
together.
You should take some photos of that, post it on Facebook so we can see it, and post it on Pause IM since, you know, people like to see what you're...
Absolutely. I certainly will.
Looks like. But exactly. We do have to, real quick, I want to, since you're talking about design, I wanted to bring this conversation up because it's kind of funny. My mom is getting her basement redone and the laundry area, and the gentleman who is running it, the head contractor, is 70 years old. And my mom was picking out carpet colors, you know, and she was asking, you know, me and my younger sister Candace advice on what color to pick. So we picked the one color that had, I guess, the tile that had the blue in it to kind of, you know, accent the rug in the other room. And my mom's like, yeah, well, you know, this one really makes the blue stand out. And the gentleman is 70 years old, turns around to my mom. He goes, you know what those ones on TV say? And he flips his wrist, right? And I'm behind him, so he does, like, you know, he can't see me. And I guess he's assuming that everybody is straight in the world because he's 70 years old. And he goes, you know what those people would say? That it pops. So I turn around. I was like, that's right, Mom. It pops. Real. It was funny. You should have been there. Anyway. It was just funny because I was behind him, and, like, my sister and my mom, like, were, like, trying not to bust out laughing. You know what I mean? Because he was talking about, you know, the gay people and making it pop. And it was kind of funny. So let's bring on Timothy Ray Brown. Timothy, welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us.
It's nice to talk to you again.
Yes, nice to talk to you too. Thank you for having me on the show. I've been doing well. Thank you.
Well, that's good. I know you had some exciting news at the International AIDS Conference, and we'll get to that and all that a little bit later in the show, but...
Okay.
I just want to, for some people who may have missed our previous interview with you or may not have actually heard your story and the details, can you get into a little bit of it, of how you were actually cured of HIV?
Yeah, I had HIV from 1995, and then in 2006 I came down with acute myeloid leukemia, and after a few rounds of chemo, my doctor in Berlin decided to give me a stem cell treatment and he had to look for this. It took 61 tries before he was able to find a donor who was immune to HIV. And so I received his stem cells, and that made me immune to HIV. It was DDR5. Delta 32, and it is a protein that sits on the CD4 cell, and it if it's gone, the person is basically immune to HIV. And so I got his stem cells, and I now have his immune system, and I am now immune to HIV.
Interesting.
That is interesting. So how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Just well?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
That's better. So, tell me a little bit, how did you handle the kind of overnight celebrity?
At first, I basically hid. I was just recovering from being over everything I went through. So I didn't release my name until December of 2010. So it was about 2.5 years after becoming immune to HIV.
So 2.5 years, and then when your name was finally released, I believe it wasn't actually something that you released, right? It was actually accidentally released?
It actually was. I basically decided that I was ready to come out to the media. I had done an interview with a German newspaper, and it basically released everything, but I didn't release my name. I asked not to have any pictures taken and to change my name to another name. I was Neil.
So once it hit the press that it was Timothy Ray Brown who was the first person cured of AIDS, how did you handle all the pressure and everybody wanting to contact you and you know, just becoming that overnight celebrity? How did that sit with you?
At first, I was basically on my own, and I did an interview with Paz magazine, and I said I couldn't release my name until June of 2011, and after that things took off. I was invited by Ampar to be interviewed at a fundraiser for them, and was interviewed by George Stephanopoulos.
I saw that actually on YouTube.
Yeah.
But did you enjoy becoming like the celebrity overnight? Because I mean, once your name was released, it was like the shot heard around the world.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Everybody knew. Was that a yes? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So,
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
So, no, I was going to ask him, how have you were at the International AIDS Conference. Now, were you were you at a previous International AIDS Conference before this? Or
I was
this
not. I didn't go to the one in Vienna because I was invited by John Cohen, who writes for Science Magazine and Nature, and he asked me to go. But my partner, was an ex-partner by that time. He said he didn't think it would be a good idea for me to go, so I didn't go.
So this was your first one here in D.C. I mean, Jeremy, it was our first one, right?
Right.
Yep. Okay. So what was that like, Timothy, to just go to the conference before you even made the announcement? What was it like just being at the conference and meeting thousands and thousands of people who were living with HIV?
It was pretty exciting. I believe that my story gives hope to a lot of people, and that makes me happy, and it makes me happy that I can be a positive thing for people. I went to an AMPAR event right before the actual conference started, and I was introduced by Sharon Stone. That was at a Kiehl's event with Kiehl's skin products. And so that was quite exciting. And then,
Sharon Stone.
Sharon
Stone.
And,
exciting.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I like Sharon Stone.
Yeah, she's very nice and very sweet and very attractive. I'm not straight, but I find her very attractive.
Wow. Mr. Timothy. Goodness. So Timothy, you're like one of the most famous people in the world now. You are. What has been, and I'm just going to kind of ask, what's been the downside to your fame?
The downside is basically that as a person that no longer has HIV, I am not really technically entitled to programs. I quit working when I got my second transplant. I had two transplants. The first one went quite well, but I had to get a second one because the leukemia came back, and so I had to get a second transplant, and that one was much harder on my body. And after the first one, I was able to go back to work and go back to the gym and get in really good shape. After the second one, I was left my body was kind of destroyed. I couldn't walk. I could barely talk. I was incontinent and couldn't clean myself up. And so the nurses and my ex-partner took care of that. It took me a while to be able to walk. I was finally able to walk, but it took like a couple months to be able to retrain my body to be able to do that.
Wow.
And then in October, at the end of October 2009, I was mugged, and probably because I was probably an easy target. And I was, after that, I was unable to enunciate English and German. I had to retrain my voice and my mouth to be able to enunciate those languages.
Wow, okay.
At this point, I live in what's called an SRO situation, a single room occupancy, and excuse me. It's very small, and I pay one third of my income. It's through HUD. The Housing Authority. It's run by San Francisco Housing Authority, and it's in kind of a bad neighborhood. It's close to a shopping center which has Nordstrom and Bloomingdale's, and it's close to the Macy's and a lot of nice stores, but it's kind of a bad neighborhood. My apartment I've had problems with cockroaches, things like that, and And I'm planning on moving to Washington, D.C., because that way I can be closer to what's going on in Washington, closer to the federal government, and I will be able to work closer with them.
That's very that's good that you're able, that you want to work with those people in Washington.
Yeah.
A question that was tweeted to me earlier today was, now that you are cured of HIV, do you still want to be an activist?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's awesome. What are some of the things that people said to you when they met you at the International AIDS Conference?
A lot of people were very excited to meet me. I've had medical researchers basically treat me like a rock star. I went to a party before the conference, and these doctors from Kenya found out who I was and basically kneeled down and kind of worshipped me. That was very weird, but kind of very nice.
Well, that's good. At least, you know, you got some positive feedback. Tell me a little bit about, me and Jeremy were there and we actually witnessed the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us
right.
a little bit about the announcement that was made, during the International AIDS Conference in D.C.?
Okay. During the AIDS Conference, I was staying at a hotel, the Western City Center Hotel, and that was basically the base of my organization and the World AIDS Institute. And through the World AIDS Institute, I have started a new foundation. It's the first organization in the history of HIV, which has its main goal as being a cure for HIV, a cure for everyone in the world afflicted with the disease, and it's called the Timothy Ray Brown Foundation. And I made my announcement on the Tuesday during the World AIDS conference.
So what was it like being in that press conference and having? I'm sure you're used to like the cameras being on you, but what was it like being there and answering questions, especially from Mr. Jeremy himself?
There were lots and lots of media coverage there. Cameras from lots of news agencies. And prior to that, I did an interview with Sanjay Gupta of CNN, that was exciting as well. And I had done an interview with him last year, December 1st, 2011, but that was the first time I actually met him, because the other interview I did was in New York at the CNN offices in New York, and I just saw a blank screen, and the other people that were interviewed in the series on HIV were Obama, Bono, Alicia Keys, George Bush Jr., and Bill Clinton.
So go ahead. I'm sorry, Tim.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to ask you a two-part question. One, was it overwhelming or exciting having an organization named after you? And after that, I would like to know, did you ever think that you would have this type of impact on the world as an activist?
I didn't really think that I didn't think that it would be as big as it's gotten. I had been an activist when I lived in Seattle. I was ACT UP before I was diagnosed with HIV, and it was like 1990. And I had been to a World AIDS conference in Berlin, I believe in 93, and I didn't really have after I got HIV, I wasn't really an activist, but I've become an activist since I came out to the public as being the first person cured of HIV.
So kind of like kickstarted your activism.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about, because I think there was some news during the conference that two more people may have been cured in the same fashion that you were.
Yes, that was very exciting for me and for my advisors. With the World AIDS Institute. Yeah, it was very exciting to hear that there were other people that were cured. I'm very hopeful that the people that that were announced are cured. They are still taking their retroviral medication, but I heard that one of them was going to go off of it, so it'll be clear in a few years whether they really are cured.
So just to jump in there real quick, are you taking your medications, Tim?
No, I quit taking my medication on the day of my first transplant, and haven't taken any since then. And I am free of HIV, and I had to get the second transplant because the leukemia came back. My HIV disappeared like about the third month after getting my first treatment, my first stem cell treatment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So I'm going to switch gears a little bit. We are at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
And let's talk a little bit about your foundation.
Okay.
And so I think that's why we have you on the air tonight. Let's talk a little bit. So explain to us what the Timothy Ray Brown Foundation is and what it's responsible for.
Okay. We are basically going to funnel funds from private donors or public donors like the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, and we want basically biotech companies who have promising possibilities of cures and universities who also have the same to receive money and work on a cure for HIV.
Well, I think it's very crucial that that's done, and I can't believe it's taken over 30 years for actually someone to start an organization that was primarily focusing on that.
Yeah.
Have you had a lot of people make contributions or support?
Since the foundation was announced in the middle of July of this year, we're still working on getting donations. Unfortunately,
Average person, first of all, do you have a website for the foundation? That's my first question.
Yeah, it's worldaidsinstitute.org / Timothy Ray Brown Foundation.
So it's worldaidsinstitute.org/Timothy Ray Brown Foundation?
Yeah, exactly.
And now, can the average everyday person go there and make a donation?
I believe so. I'm actually not sure.
Okay, well, we'll put the link in the chat room so people can figure that out. Also, are you on Twitter? People can follow the foundation on Twitter?
Yeah, it's TRB Foundation.
The TRB Foundation on Twitter?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. So what are your thoughts on the evolution of medicine and HIV treatments? Because with what you went through, you know what I mean, it's amazing. So I'm just curious of what you think of everything that's been going on.
There are some things that are very promising, Sangamo is using what's called zinc finger nucleuses. Basically, they take millions of CD4 cells and remove the protein CCR5 from the CD4 cell, and then give the CD4 cells back to the patient, and there have been very promising things as far as that's concerned. Unfortunately, it uses a virus, and in order to take out the CCR5, and the virus has a very slight chance of creating new illnesses. However, it's very slight, and one of my doctors, Dr. Jay Levy, is working on trying to do the same thing without introducing the virus. He is at UCSF, University of California, San Francisco, and his group is working on this. I'm very hopeful that they will be successful.
So here's a question I have for you.
Yeah.
You know, when we are diagnosed HIV positive, we kind of feel, what's the word, secluded. We feel like alone. We feel like we're the only one, especially if you're not really familiar with HIV or don't know anyone
right.
else who's living
right.
with the disease. You know, and you kind of, as a gay man, you kind of put yourself back into the closet. Now,
Right. Now
that you've been cured, you know, before these two other people were announced that they were also cured similar to you, did you kind of feel like you were all alone and secluded again because there was nobody else like you out there?
Yeah, I had some of that feeling. At first, I was kind of like, I'm actually, now I kind of am tired of being the only person cured of HIV. And I really hope that other people are cured as well.
I bet. So with some of the some research and things that your foundation is looking to do, how do you feel about doctors giving meds immediately as opposed to waiting for their numbers to drop?
I think that hitting as immediately is a good idea because from what I've heard, people have a much better chance of being able to survive. In fact, some of the people who have where they think there is a chance of them being cured, they started medication pretty much immediately.
Wow.
And
wow.
Okay, so what we're going to do really quick is
okay.
If folks have a question for Timothy, you can give us a call at 347-215-9442. We are 20 minutes to the top of the hour, and we're talking mm-hmm. to Timothy Ray Brown, and we're talking about Timothy Ray Brown and his foundation to search for a cure for HIV/AIDS. Robert?
Yeah, let's take a quick short break and allow people to call in to the show. And again, 347-215-9442. And we'll be back in a few seconds.
I contracted a preventable disease from a guy that looks good and smell good but never mentioned that he had HIV. But he is not to blame. I should have loved myself enough to protect myself. But through it all, I found self-love, and it's the greatest thing I ever felt. I was never less than or equal to AIDS, but always greater. I just realized that not caring for myself or my body, I was my biggest hater. I am author of The Naked Truth, Marvelyn Brown, and I am greater than AIDS.
What's going on out here? We got changes to make. It's time to wake up for humanity's sake. Break the silence today before it's too late. AIDS is affecting us, disrespecting us. I'ma go get tested. It's a simple maneuver. It's not about the past. It's about my future. I'm not trying to miss it. I won't be a statistic, so I protect myself whenever I'm intimate. At this moment, I decided to have a plan. It's time to take a stand, because AIDS, I'm greater than.
This is Senor Chaos, and this was my deciding moment. Tell us yours at greaterthan.org.
All right, and we are back live with Timothy Ray Brown. Timothy, are you with us?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be taking calls again, 347-215-9442. Call in and speak to Mr. Timothy Ray Brown himself. So what has been the most rewarding thing from this whole miracle, I guess is what you would call it?
The most rewarding thing is basically feeling like I have a purpose in life.
That you have, you feel like you have the rest of your life back? Is that what you said?
Yeah, exactly. And have a purpose for living.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
And have a purpose for living.
And now you have a purpose
for
living
life. Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, everybody needs to find their purpose, and I think that
yeah.
if that's what brought this to you, then why not?
Right.
So what has been, that's the most rewarding, what has been the hardest thing to deal with?
Basically, my living situation as it is now. But it's going to get better soon.
Well, that's good.
And
health-wise?
Health-wise, I'm doing well. I have colds, but that's about it. Other than that, I'm doing well.
Good, 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 good. So tell us a little bit about this, at the press conference. I kind of want to back up just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At the press conference, we noticed that the World AIDS Institute was really kind of behind you. What is their involvement and how are you guys partnering together in all of this?
They have provided my tax status as a nonprofit organization, and the founders who are Chad Johnson and David Purdy, have basically been supportive. They've been making sure that I can pay my bills and stuff like that. And they've been going to meetings on the Hill in Washington with me and also doing some of their own. We're now working with an organization called Until There's a Cure, and they're the people that put out the red ribbon, and we're using a black rose, or no, a blue rose as our symbol, and we met with them, and they're pretty, and I met with them, and they loved our idea, and a blue rose is something that doesn't exist in nature, but in alchemy, it stands for making the impossible possible, and that's our slogan, and they love that, and so there are going to be blue roses out now. They're being produced now, and we're using that as a fundraiser thing in order to raise funds for the organization, the Timothy Ray Brown Foundation.
No, that's good. You know, Timothy, you were, after the International AIDS Conference, you were here in Philly, and actually me, you, and my partner, we went out to lunch that day, and you told us the story about meeting Nancy Pelosi. So can you tell us a little bit about what that interaction was like for you?
The first time I met her, it was at a reception that she was giving at the National Library, and we walked into the room, and somebody told her that I was there, and she basically pushed. She excused herself from Ken's call and the other people that she was talking to, and came up to me and pinched my cheeks, and said, "It was it's lovely to meet you." And then a couple of days later, we went to her office in the Capitol, and we had pictures taken, and she said, "Timothy, you're my boss." I'm actually a constituent of hers, and so technically I guess I am her boss. But that was really nice to hear.
So who else have you encountered or interacted with since, you know, the stardom of this whole thing?
Kenneth Cole actually introduced me at the AMFAR thing that I went to, the fundraiser for AMFAR. She introduced me to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, wow.
That was really nice. This month, I went to a big thing for the National Institutes of Health, put on by Michael Milken, and I got to meet Michael Milken and other billionaires, and we're hoping that they will provide the Timmy V. Ray Brown Foundation with funds. And then there was a concert, and I met, during the concert, Stevie Nicks played, and she played some of the old songs from, I'm drawing a blank, somebody help me. Stevie Nicks band.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that last part. You broke up a little bit.
Stevie Nicks band. I'm drawing a blank.
Did you say Stevie Nicks?
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac. She played some Fleetwood Mac songs, and and after the concert, I went up to, I went backstage and went up to her and asked her to be on the board, on my board, and she said yes.
That's
she
awesome.
She said that she has been doing rock and roll for 30 years, and she is frankly getting kind of tired of it, and this is something that would give her a reason to keep going.
Wow,
so,
that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, so that was nice. Other people that I met were at the Amphora event, Jesse Norman from the movie Diva.
Right.
And, Annie Lennox.
Oh,
and
wow, how
Annie,
was that?
It was incredible. We were leaving the concert. That was at an Amphora event. We were leaving the concert and looking for a cab. And
right.
There was huge line, so we started walking down the street. And, other people that were speaking at the event were Nelson Mandela's grandson, and we walked past his limo, and my friend Ray said, turn around, and Annie Lennox was walking toward us. And I went up to her and said, I'm Timothy Ray Brown. And she said, I know who you are. I've read everything about you.
Wow.
And I'm hoping to ask her to be on my board as well.
That's incredible. That's really, really awesome. So, Timothy, is there anything that we did not get to cover that you wanted to talk about, whether regarding yourself or the foundation, before we let you go?
No, I can't think of anything.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on and talking about your foundation and sharing your story again. And I look forward to having you back on and seeing what your foundation is going to do. I sure fabulous things that will happen.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me on here.
Well, anytime you have something that you want to talk about, you let us know. We'll be more than happy to have you come on.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
Well, thanks for coming on, and have a good night, Timothy.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye.
And for more information on our guest, Timothy Ray Brown, and his foundation, you can go to worldaidsinstitute.org/Timothy Ray Brown Foundation. So, Jeremy, are you with me?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. So there's a couple things I want to talk about. We do have a few minutes left. The one thing I wanted to talk about is this Thursday, September 27th, is what we have in Philly, our third annual Bar 8. And it basically is a fundraiser for the local ASOs here in Philadelphia. And it allows, you know, people to go out and have a couple drinks. It's basically one night, one day, one cause. And you go out and
part of the proceeds of the beverages that are purchased at these specific bars will go to the local aid service organization. So I think that's pretty incredible. So if you're in the Philly area, you want to check out the bars, especially you want to go to Taboo and get a drink there and, you know, donate to this awesome cause. Dining Out for Life, I believe, is coming up as well.
And Dining Out for Life, is we're looking forward to that here in I almost said North Carolina. They're getting ready to do theirs next year.
The Bar Aids or the Dining Out for Life?
Dining Out for Life.
Yeah, well, we have that every year here. So if you don't have a Bar Aids, yeah. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was something that hit the headlines. Last week we spoke about a hot topic that had a lady who disclosed her status and basically was stabbed to death. So this week I wanted to do something a little bit more uplifting, but there was actually a police video that prompts allegation of HIV discrimination here in Michigan. And from what I remember, it's a very long video if you check it out. You know, they pulled over this couple for, I think it was speeding, and they found that they had, the police officer smelled marijuana in the car. And when he brought the suspect, the gentleman out of the driver's side, you know, they put him in the car, in the back seat of the police car. And then he brought out the woman that was in the passenger seat. And when she came out, you know, he was talking to her, and then he went and inspected the car to see if there was any more drugs, because I guess she only had, you know, a little bit, maybe a joint or something that was in the ashtray. And when he went in, the police officer went to the car to search it. He found some pills that were the lady's HIV pills. And he asked her, "What is this? What are these?" And she said, "I'm HIV positive." And then the police officer says, "That's probably something that you want to tell me when you get out of the car. If you ever get pulled out for any reason, you want to tell us that." And he says, "Because I would have made sure that I put gloves on and all that." And then later on in the video, he talks about, you know, God forbid I would have got pricked by one of your earrings and things like that. And there was a huge petition that was posted online. I think actually, I want to say our friend Carrie Farmer actually started the petition, I believe. And, you know, what are your thoughts on that, Jeremy? Did you read that or hear about that?
I haven't heard about that yet.
So what are your thoughts? Like, do you feel like that because we're HIV positive, when we get pulled over, we feel we have to disclose that to the police officer?
No, not at all. There's
I think that's
no reason for it.
Right. So, I mean, that's something I'm trying to put the link in the chat room so they can read that. The other thing I want to talk about is the fabulous, not really, just kidding, Paris Hilton had a lot to say about gay people and HIV the past week. I'm sure you read that one, right, Jeremy?
Nope.
Wow, what are you, hiding under a rock up in New York?
I pretty much am, yeah. No, but
well,
I didn't hear. I've been busy, man. You know,
no,
it's you know, trying to get the house together and just work and so.
No,
but I did hear about the Paris Hilton thing. I didn't read the actual article. I heard
she
said something about something disparaging about gay men or something like that.
Well, what she basically said was the gay men on Grindr have AIDS, basically, to break it down in a nice way. She said a little bit more in a negative way, but she said that, you know, most of them are all whores on there and they have AIDS and things like that. I'll try to get the link off. She said most gay men have HIV is what she said from James. Thank you, James. Which is kind of stupid, and considering she made a sex tape, I don't think she had a condom on, so maybe she should go get tested. That's my thought on that. I know we're winding down to the last minute, so I want to thank our guest, Timothy Ray Brown, for coming on. If you have comments on any of the hot topics from the Timothy Ray Brown Foundation, you can go to our Facebook page or post it on the Paz AM social network. For information on Jeremy Dunn, you can go to positivelyspeaking.com. That's positively with a Z. And for more information on myself and the radio show, past guests, and to join the Paz IM social network, you can go to pazim.com. I hope everybody had a great night. Jeremy, I will speak to you next week when we're talking with Mama D.
You certainly will. Can't wait.
Yes, so I'll play a little bit of Jamar as we are heading off. Have a great night, everybody.
All right, you too.
Army could from.